You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome back for another episode of the Light Talk Conversations Soulcast, the journey to peace, power, and light. Episode 2, How to Love. So, continue on with us as we continue the conversation and journey of self-discovery and returning to the power of self. May our content find the souls that it is meant to find and reach. Let's get into it.
But no, that goes back to keeping an open mind. We have to keep open mind. Open mind. Just think about it. Like you said, meditation, you used to look at like, that's weird. That's weird. Now, if you didn't start having an open mind about that, you would have never. Still, gravitated towards it. Like for me, meditation though, I didn't think it was this trying to learn how to do it. I mean, the information how to do it, because you know, growing up, we didn't have that information. Like nobody around me.
Yeah.
Doing that stuff, practicing that stuff. So I had to find the information on these kind of things. And then even then, I wasn't ready for it. Slow down on the thing back then. Who knows? I don't know, but I know I was always interested in it.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was a spiritual thing though or anything back then. Like, I just always thought it was cool, you know? Tai Chi and things like that.
I've tried
a spiritual journey and, you know, be a spiritual awakening and things like that.
Yeah.
But I'm happy it was, because I like it.
Good, man.
I like slow down me. First of all, individual, right? Creation, person.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I know I accepted shit that ain't real love. love anymore. Because what I realized that all the love that was around, you know, that we were accepting from people, you know, we included ourselves, right? Because we didn't love.
And I never, about loving yourself. You can't love another unless you love yourself first.
Right. It's amazing how, like, you bring that up, like, we were hearing that our whole lives, right? Isn't it wild how something like that we've been hearing our whole lives and never actually knew the meaning of it? And then it dawns on us one day what it means, and then we realize how simple that actually is to do.
Yeah.
It's wild, huh?
It is.
But no, what were you saying? Like, well, to love yourself, like, you've been hearing it, but...
Yeah, so, I mean, like, that actually was a point of contention in one of my relationships, too. That was something that somebody actually hit me in the past, and, you know, like, you can't love me because you don't love yourself. You know, I was like, I don't understand that. I was so frustrated whenever she said it. I was like, man, I don't figure out who I am as a person, you know. And I think part of it is viewing yourself how you would like to be viewed by others,
yes.
Right? And becoming that person and taking the journey to become that person.
Yes.
And I'm not saying, like, putting on a facade and becoming somebody big. I mean, like, literally becoming that person, living how...
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say, too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You want that person to live. Exactly. And that's
which means you have to go see yourself, right? You have to really see yourself. Right, we have to debunk, take out the trash of ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. We have been hiding behind even ourselves that we got lost behind, right? You got to be able to look yourself
right
in the mirror and put it that way, because it comes down to back to that, you know, learning self, loving, or in the power of self, what our whole podcast is about. And, no, loving yourself. We don't love ourselves, or we didn't love ourselves enough. And that's why all these things around us and from people that we didn't really like, we accepted.
It is. Like, you don't have to go around through life feeling shameful or, you know, not happy or lonely, you know, scared. You know, there's a lot of positive things in life, and I don't think you're going to love yourself until you start figuring that out and you're able to be
living. Well, you can't love yourself until you go live
yourself.
Sorry, go ahead. Repeat that for the mic.
So I'm saying, I think it's hard to love yourself if you're not happy, you know, and you're constantly feeling, you know, like, rejected or lonely, you know, all these things that we've been speaking about up to this point, you know, it's all negativity, you know, it's just that kind of weighs you down. And I think that's what's holding people back from loving themselves,
right?
You know,
but which takes us to the part of where you have to go on that journey,
mm-hmm.
called the treasure hunt for self.
Yep.
Right, because we got lost behind all this BS, right, and detached from ourselves, right? So we have to go detached from ourselves, right? So we have to go to find ourselves once again and peel back the layers of all the lies of the mask of lies, let's call it, right? We got to peel back all those layers, go to the core and find ourselves, because we have to go do the hardest thing, to go fight yourself. You have to go defeat yourself in order to see yourself.
Facing the truth.
Right, because once you come out victorious from that, you know, that fake you that is like got control of you, that you look at, take yourself out into the real world, you know? And you're like, no, stop, we don't want to do this no more. Like, yeah, you got to go fight that motherfucker. You know? And then once you do that, yeah, then things get better.
All the people that are...
You got to go find your inner child. It gets hard because you have to go find your inner child, right? Which means...
Mm-hmm.
You have to dive deep within self, and you have to unpack not only all the lies and bullshit you told yourself, or all just the mask of lies, right? We have to go unpack trauma.
Right.
We got to unpack trauma. On top of that, we got to unpack trauma, right? And that means we have to dig back into past stuff. We have to dig back into our childhood. We have to go forgive ourselves for our inner child, to heal our inner child, right? We have to go forgive ourselves for locking that part of ourselves away. You know, that most pure, capped creativity and greatness part of ourselves that we locked away for the world, right? To fit into that person back, you know, and put them back.
To find your spark. Ourselves.
Yeah, which is, you know, healing that inner child, you know, is how we do that.
Yeah.
This is getting deep, man. And I've been down that journey, you know? I've been on this journey for a long time. And man, let me tell you, on some real talk, y'all. Real, real, real talk. Like this, I'm about to say this publicly. Wow. It takes a lot, bro. You're going to cry. It's going to shed a lot of tears, bro. Some soul crying, bro, happens. You got to get rid of all this stuff. It's not a pretty sight to go heal yourself. It's not. People think it's all freaking... you know, rainbows and butterflies, you know, after you heal, you know, you go heal yourself.
Yeah.
And then after you heal yourself, it's going to be rainbows and butterflies. No, it's not pretty. It gets really ugly. Really ugly.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
But it'll be prettier.
Do you ever really heal from your past traumas? Or do you just acknowledge it and move on from it?
Them where they do not affect you. They do not hurt you anymore. You take the shame away.
Right.
You take the blame away. You take the blame away from yourself, especially for the stuff that, you know, is not you. Right? And we forgive ourselves, whatever it was. That's not who the fuck we are. That's not our identity. That's not who we truly are. Just, right? So. Yeah, shit gets real.
It's a lot to think about.
It really is.
Yes.
It really is, man. But I'm going to let you guys know this right now. This is going to sound so simple, so simple, so simple. Reflective Kev. Oh boy, this is going to sound so simple. But it's easy as this.
Sure.
Love. Just love.
Yeah. That's kind of what we keep going back to.
That's it. It's,
you know, like,
choose peace, spread love, man.
Yeah.
Light. Speak light, man. Which is light is the truth, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, and there's only one truth. Bill, you know when it's the truth. It vibrates. It resonates with you.
Bullshit. Yeah.
And there's only one truth. One truth. Like, what's the old saying? If your friends want to jump off a bridge, are you going to go jump off a bridge?
No, you're not.
And I didn't never got that saying. You know, back then, until like recently, like in the recent years, like and having kids, and I get what that saying means.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is, dude, use your own fucking brain, be intellectual, and don't fucking follow the pastures because that's what the masses do. Use your own brain, use your own discernment, and think for yourself.
Yep.
And do the things that vibrate and resonate with you. Not just the stuff that other people are doing. Because you're with them. If it don't vibrate, then shit, I'm doing something else. You know, the shit we know yep. now, the shit we know.
So it's your point about, you know, following the masses, and, you know, that's a good point that you made. You need to use your own damn brain, because so many times in the past, I've not done that. You know, I've been so focused on what everybody else is doing and what I think they want me to do, that I never used my own mind. What I should have, even whenever I doubted what was going on, you know, and that's, maybe I just didn't have perspective on what was really going on. Maybe I was just afraid of, you know, rejection. Who knows?
Well, that's our cue to return to the power of breath. Come sit with us as we take a moment out of the day to be present in self. Relax. Let's breathe. Peace, love, light in.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.